It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. I apologize. We had a few little glitches there. Sometimes the buttons don't respond, and you think that they've already done what you asked them to do. But anyway, God is good. We're glad you're with us. We're glad you're with us on Facebook, and we are going to have a wonderful time together because we're worshiping God. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Up, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for this time to come together. Once again, we're asking for your Holy Spirit to teach us this morning, giving us fresh manna from heaven as the words are anointed, and grant it unto our pastor to be given unto us. We thank you for all that you do, and we thank you for your loving watch care over our lives throughout this night. Well, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about
good morning, everyone. I've entitled our worship, The spells and the pomegranate. It's going to talk about the robe that the priest wore, but I have entitled it The Bells and the Pomegranate. And then we will have a wonderful wellness segment entitled, Is Your Purse or Your Wallet Making You Sick? That'll be by Sister Lenny today. And at this time, we'll have a word of prayer. Oh, Father in heaven, as we come before you, we come before you with thanksgiving. We come before you with praise. We come before thee with adoration. We're asking you, Father, to abide with us. Use us as your instruments of blessing to the world. We thank you for all that you have done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my friends, God is good. We're at Exodus chapter 28, and we are looking at starting with verse 31, and we'll finish the chapter. So Exodus 28, 31 to 43. And the Bible says, And thou shalt make the robe of the ephod all of blue. Now, we've already studied that they had a ribbon of blue on the bottom of their garment so that they would be reminded to always keep the commandments of the Lord. If you go to Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 and 8, the Bible says, Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Praise God, my brothers and sisters. God is teaching us that clothing is symbolic. It's symbolic of righteousness. The fine linen of the saints was the righteousness of the saints. And so here, my brothers and sisters, and you find other verses such as what you'll find in Matthew 12, where the man came into the wedding without a wedding garment. He was invited to the wedding. He was given the garment, but he refused to wear it. Oh, my friends, God wants to cover us with his righteousness, and if we don't accept it, we can't be saved. It's only with that robe that we can make it in, and it's the robe of purity, the robe of righteousness, the robe of faithfulness to God. So it says, Thou shalt make the robe of the ephod all of blue. Our righteousness should be with commandment keeping. Our character, clothing can be also used to describe your character. The man with the wedding garment had on the wrong character. And therefore, my friends, we should have a righteous character, and that would be a character that God would work in us and through us to keep his commandment. And there shall be an hole in the top of it, in the midst thereof, and it shall be have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of a habergeon, that it be not rent. You know, when they made the robes, and those of you who are seamstresses and tailors, they would make it in sections. And so you make the back section, and you make the front section, and then you pretty much sew them together. So they left a hole for the head to get through. Okay, that's basically, got to fix my collar here. Trying to, anyway. All right. You know, it's so funny. This is a sidebar, definitely a sidebar. I've seen people who wondered what they looked like, and they had an iPad or a cell phone, and all they had to do, and they had to rip in and run in late trying to find a mirror. All you have to do is turn on your camera of your phone or your iPad, and you got a mirror. That's a sidebar, but we like to give practical lessons, okay? So I saw myself in the mirror and realized, hey, I need to straighten out my collar. All right, praise God. Practical lessons. Friends, God taught us that as they made the robe of Christ, because the high priest robe was representing Christ, you see, he was sovereign in heaven, and he's sovereign in earth, and they were sewn together. And so now with this band that they would put around the hole for the head to go through, made like a hole, it says, were as it were the whole of a habergeon, the bottom line is that's strong, like it's like material that you would use for, we would think of it like a bulletproof vest, but they had tied together material so that a dart or an arrow couldn't pierce through as part of their plate of protection. And what this is showing is how closely connected earth is with heaven. We need to remember that. We are representing not just, we're not representing anything on earth, friends. We're representing heaven. And we are to combine our earthly efforts with heavenly power, and we are to represent heaven in the principles and our speech and our actions. They should be heaven born actions, my friends. This is what is taught by this whole that is put together so it can't be rent. God will not let Satan rend us out of his hand. That is so beautiful. And beneath, up on the hem of it, now it goes all the way to the bottom of the robe, thou shalt make pomegranate of blue and of purple and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about. A golden bell and a pomegranate up on the hem round about, the hem of the robe round about. So all around the base of the robe, pomegranate bell, pomegranate bell, pomegranate bell, pomegranate bell, pomegranate bell. So obviously those bells would hit up against the pomegranate, and it, everybody, even if you didn't see the high priest, you knew he was still working for you. Amen? And so these are reminders that even though we don't see God, he's working for us. And you could hear the sound. And it also teaches us that we should be have a pervading influence. You know, say words that when you're gone, those words can be a blessing to somebody. Sing songs that when you're gone and you're not physically present, those songs can lift somebody up. Do things for people, my brothers and sisters, that even though you're not physically in their house, you bring joy and peace. Sometimes conviction, if that is the case, but let the Lord lead you. We're trying to get to heaven and help others get there. And if you don't help anybody else get there, you're not going to be there yourself, my friend. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold and grave upon it, like the engravings of the signet, holiness to the Lord. So he wore something, a plate, that said holiness unto the Lord, and that was worn, we'll find out where. And thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre, upon the front, forefront, and the mitre shall it be. So right on the forehead was holiness to the Lord. We have a lot to talk about, friends, that we don't have time to delve into. We are to have the Father's name written in our forehead, holiness unto the Lord. Your forehead is the closest place that you can touch to your frontal lobe, and that's where decisions of right and wrong are made, friends. That's where we have to make our choice to serve the Lord or not. And we should, as we make decisions day by day throughout the day, holiness unto the Lord. We are to represent God. You know, I went down to a summit, and, you know, we sometimes think that only the people in our sphere are the ones following God and, you know, serving God. And I'm not saying people who may not know all the truth are doing all that they could be doing because they may not know. But, you know, I met someone down there, a medical doctor, and he was never without his Bible, never without his Bible. He just carried his Bible with him everywhere. He didn't mind talking about the Lord. He's actually running for governor in Mississippi, and we became friends over the weekend. The Lord allowed me to stand before a panel of doctors. I was invited up to give one of the poems from the Biblical Booster book that's going to be coming out soon, and I was also asked to have prayer. So the Lord is opening doors and putting us in contact with people, but I'm here to tell you that, and it's not just because you carry a Bible that you're holy, okay? But I'm just simply saying that we shouldn't be ashamed to carry a Bible. We shouldn't be ashamed of the Lord. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts, and it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. And for Aaron's sons thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles and bonnets. Thou shalt make for them for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt put there upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs shall they reach, and they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever unto them, unto him and to his seed after him. You see, my brothers and sisters, these men of God represented Jesus Christ because he's our great high priest. So they had to live in such a way where they represented Christ. We should live in such a way where we represent Christ. And let us be like Jesus, my friends, and remember, whether we're seen or whether we're heard, let it be that the love of Jesus just emanates from us as they heard the bell and the pomegranate, even if they didn't see. We can't see God, but his presence is felt, and if we spend time with him, we will sense that presence, and he will guide us, just as he did with Moses, step-by-step directions, heavenly GPS, turn-by-turn directions. Don't you want that today, my friend? There's a song, and it goes like this. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis that hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Lord, I would clasp my hand in thine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Heavenly Father, we thank you very much that the bell and the pomegranate represented Jesus, and that though he is in heaven, he can be heard through his word, and that he reminds us that he is an ever-pervading influence through the Holy Spirit to bathe our lives with comfort, with truth, with knowledge, with instruction, with conviction, but most of all, with righteousness. Help us to be like Jesus at all times. Help us to exude a pervading influence wherever we go and leave it wherever we are or have been. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for binding heaven and earth at the shoulder so that no matter, even though much sin has taken place, we are tied to the other part of the robe, so therefore where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's now time for us to transition with the worship and wellness broadcast to the wellness segment, and we do so with the Torso song, Escape to Torso.
You in
will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how. You can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
We will now hear from Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Happy Monday. My title today is Your Purse or Wallet Making You Sick? Women rarely go anywhere without a purse. That means she's carrying around microbes that could make her sick all day long. Organisms that make us lurk, and germs and bugs gather on the outside and the inside of a woman's purse, especially on the bottom. Fecal bacteria and other bacteria such as Salmonella and E. coli, which causes food poisoning and gastrointestinal problems, are on the purse. Fecal bacteria you normally find on the floor of a restroom is found on the purse, along with bacteria that cause skin infections found on the bottom of purses. This also indicates germs like cold viruses and viruses that cause diarrhea. Using a handheld germ meter, microbiologist Chuck Gerber found thousands of bacteria on women's purses. Men carry germs on their wallets, bacteria, and viruses as well, especially on the money, and the money is in their wallet. You can unknowingly transfer germs because whatever touches your purse or wallet touches you. I see women lay their purse on bathroom floors, in grocery carts without even wiping off the inside of the cart where you can lay your purse, grocery counters, in the gyms, banking counters, etc. I see men lay their wallets on gym equipment, also on bank counters, and at gas pumps on the top of trash cans. It's not just purses and wallets, but briefcases and backpacks. Wiping these items down with alcohol, disinfectant wipes, or soap and water will help tremendously. And please wash your hands after you do that. Please, let's do our part for ourselves and for everyone else. This information that I'm presenting today has come from the ABC News Info and Research. You can find it at the whole article at www.pursehand.com. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. All right, friends, roll call time. I know we have Louisiana on the line. We have South Carolina on, I'm talking about on Facebook, rather. We have that on Louisiana and, what did I just say, South Carolina on Facebook. And let me go ahead and do that. All right. And we have on the call, we have Georgia. We have Ohio, Ohio again. We have Delaware and Delaware again. We have Maryland. And we have Alabama. To our other sister from Delaware, I have been busy. I have not forgotten you. I planned to call you today. So I just wanted to let you know, maybe you can text me approximately a good time, and I'll do my best. That being said, the phone lines are open, friends, for you to share anything. And if you're on Facebook, and we also have been joined by Thank God from Greece. Now, you probably say, what is this man talking about, Thank God from Greece? Well, I have a friend named Thank God. That's his name, and he is from Greece. Met him when we did a missionary trip over there. So he's joining us also on Facebook. All right. Is there anyone that has a comment, question? Go ahead and type it if you're on Facebook. If you're on the call, press *6. We'll engage with you at that time. It's about we've got about 25 minutes to the top of the hour, plenty of time to share. So the question is asked, what was the website again? So I'm just going to ask Sister Lynn if she'll press *6 and give us that website again. And then we will answer that question. That's a Facebook question, and we'll go ahead and do that at this time. All right, Sister Lenny, you're live?
Yes. It is www.pursehand.com.
So if you can remember, we think of the word firsthand. I love words.
Purse.
Firsthand.
Purse.
But this is,
I know. I'm just,
I know it's kind of a play on words. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They probably get from that word, like you know it firsthand. So this is purse hand. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It rhymes with firsthand. Firsthand.com. Thank you so much, Sister Lenny.
You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else have a question? Comment, testimony, what has God done for you? We're in the new year, friends. Maybe God has done something for you that you don't mind sharing, something about the goodness of the Lord. Well, as I alluded in my earlier talk, I went to a summit, and that was my first time in that type of arena. And but, you know, the Lord has us go in all different arenas. And so I'll tell you this. I had my book with me, the draft copy of the Biblical Booster, and just that name, just carrying it in my hand. I purposely put it out there so people could see the, you know, but I'm just walking up to people talking, and they would say, what's that book about? You know, the Biblical Booster, that looks interesting. And the Lord put that book in some people's hands with requests that they endorse it. So that we can have some entries in a particular chapter. If God says, if they do, they do. If they don't, we're launching anyway, most likely sometime in February. giving them some time, giving us time to make some finishing touches to everything and get everything ready. But God is good. I want to thank him because while I was there, the organizers got a copy, and they knew that there was poetry in the book, and there was a meeting that was probably the most well-attended meeting of all the meetings of the summit because many of the doctors that were speakers, they were on a panel. And on that panel, you know, people could just come up to a microphone and ask them questions. And so, you know, it was very engaging and interactive. Well, they asked me by the grace of God to come and share one of the poems in the biblical booster. And I did so. And they asked me to have prayer to close out that meeting. It was not so much a religious meeting, but a lot of religious people were there and they acknowledged God. Many people who are pushing against some of the popular health practices and moves and requirements today, don't want to mention specifics. Many people are Christians, friends, and they love the Lord and they believe in freedom, and it was a blessing. So, you know, the Lord has put me in touch with people, putting us in touch with people that we otherwise would not be in touch with, and we otherwise would not be, you know, in association. And I thank him for that because you just never know where God is putting you. Joseph didn't have any clue that he'd be in the presence of Pharaoh and other leading men and women of Egypt. And, you know, Daniel, he was just growing up trying to be righteous, and he ended up being one of the presidents of Babylon, the ruler of the world. So if we're faithful in little things, God will make us faithful in larger things. Amen? All right. Well, there's no one in the queue. We'll go ahead and close out. My brothers and sisters, may God be with you today. May you have a wonderful blessing today. Remember, God is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. At this time, my wife, Andrinda, will take us to the throne of grace. If she has any other comments, she'll close us out.
Let's pray, Father in heaven. We thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for giving us a lesson today. May we study these things out for ourselves, allowing your spirit to continue to teach us as we grow in grace and wisdom. We ask that you would help us on this day of work to be productive and successful as we do service unto you. Help us, Lord, to take time throughout the day, pausing, asking you for direction, for guidance. We know that we can't do anything without you, so may we always seek you first in all that we do. And we do pray that we'll remember to give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord. We can't praise you enough for all that you do for us, and we're just grateful for what you have been doing, are doing, and will be doing. And, Lord, we ask for spiritual healings to be granted to each of us, spiritual, mental, and physical. And we do pray that you will help us to grow ever so close to you as you draw close to us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Speaking of the faithful, the Bible says, but he shall receive 100-fold in this life, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. will be.